Natural Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Jury selection to resume tomorrow in former President Trump's New York criminal trial. Correspondent Michael Sisak says court stands in recess today.
Seven jurors have been picked for Donald Trump's criminal trial in Manhattan. The former president watched as a software engineer, a teacher, an IT professional, and others, Manhattan residents, were selected for this jury in the first of his four criminal trials.
Five more jurors and six alternates must be chosen before opening arguments, which the judge hopes will take place on Monday. Deadly gunfire on a New York City street corner last night. The masked and hooded gunmen were riding scooters. The NYPD says one victim was killed, several other people injured around 6 p.m. in the Bronx. Police are investigating whether it might have been gang-related. More than 9,000 scooters, dirt bikes, and ATVs have been taken off New York streets since the first of the year. Several Russian missiles have hit an apartment building in northern Ukraine, killing at least 11 people, more than a dozen others injured. Israel's military is vowing to retaliate for last weekend's Iranian missile and drone attacks, but how and when, we don't yet know. Former Democrat U.S. Senator and two-term Florida Governor Bob Graham has died.
Graham gained national prominence as chairman of the Senate Intelligence Committee in the aftermath of 9/11. Graham also became an early critic of the Iraq War. The three-term senator made an unsuccessful bid for the 2004 Democratic presidential nomination because of heart surgery. Bob Graham was 87 years old. Andrew Stewart reporting.
President Biden is looking to triple U.S. tariffs on steel from China. The announcement planned later today before an audience of Pennsylvania steelworkers. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 170 points, the Nasdaq ahead 22 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Our government has engorged itself on borrowed money. Now we are over $30 trillion in debt. If this bubble finally implodes, many Americans would be left penniless and heartbroken. For example, what happens if state and federal pension funds go broke, or if 401ks and IRAs get cut in half due to hyperinflation? Hi, I'm Lance Wallnau, news analyst, best-selling author, and evangelical leader to millions of people just like you. People who understand something big is coming. Now's the time to prepare with a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Precious metals are among the most proven hedges you can make. And they're even better inside a tax advantage account. To get a free info kit on gold IRAs, text the word FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see why a gold IRA can help you. There are no strings attached, so just text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you are blessed with continued prosperity.
This KSQ News Flash, powered by Best Mattress. They don't sell mattresses, they sell a better tomorrow. Buying a home in Las Vegas, it's getting tougher. Mortgage payments here in Las Vegas going up almost 50% over the past couple of years. A construction coverage study reports that since 2022, the average mortgage rate here in the U.S. has gone up from 3.8% to 6.8%. Now, the study says that when you combine that with Southern Nevada's median home price, monthly mortgage payments have jumped up more than 47% in just 2 years. Back in 2022, the average Las Vegas home buyer paid $1,461 a month for a single-family home. This past March, that payment is now $2,151. Mortgage interest rates are now the highest they have been since 2002. Sidewalk street vendors can now operate in certain parts of Clark County, but with new restrictions that might not make them too happy. County commissioners are approving new licensing requirements and regulations for those food vendors. The new ordinance requires the sidewalk vendors to get a license, pay a yearly fee of $150, have a permit with the health department, as well as insurance. The new law restricts where vendors can set up and prohibits them from working between 9 at night and 8 in the morning. Violators could face up to fines of $500 for each and every violation. The ordinance actually brings Clark County in compliance with state law. Changes coming to a boutique luxury hotel on the Las Vegas Strip, Nomad Las Vegas, which is actually the top four floors of Park MGM. It'll be rebranded in the coming months. Hotel giant Hilton recently bought a controlling interest in the company that owns the Nomad brand, and it says it plans to expand it except for Las Vegas. That's going away. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com. 670kmzq.com. Click on that Listen Live button.
Hear inspiring stories that are part of the American landscape every night at 10 on Our American Stories. Everyone has a story to tell, and master storyteller Lee Habib tells them on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, did you hear about that guy running for state senate in District 5?
You mean Richard Frederick?
Yep. Can you believe he actually cares about the people? What kind of politician is he?
Well, I'll tell you guys, I'm the type of politician to put the people over the politics. I'm Richard Frederick, and I'm running for state senate in District 5, and I believe it's time to return the power to the people. Ineffective leaders have weakened this state and need to be shown the door. Learn more about me at frederick4nevada.com, and let's take this fight to Carson City together.
Paid for by committee to elect Richard Frederick.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, you can get an oil change for only $39.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
We're getting reports of an accident at the Spaghetti Bowl. This is on 95 southbound, right where it meets up with I-15. It's the only reported accident on the freeways. Northeast injury wreck, though, at Craig and Lamb. In the southwest, it is free VGK Free Gas Day. They do this every so often at 7:30. That's when it starts. So we're seeing a big line of cars in the area of Warm Springs and Durango. That free gas is going to be given away again at 7:30 at the Smith's gas station near Warm Springs and Durango. You don't need to fill up. You won't need to steer clear. It's going to be warmer today. Expecting to see afternoon temperatures right around the 90-degree mark under clear sunny skies and light breezes. 60 degrees right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic, brought to you by Meineke Car Care Centers on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you like to be able to... Anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him...
Check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pronounce it right, Shanga...
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two, live and local on this Wednesday, this hump day, April 17th. Good to have you with us. Always good to have her on. She's one of my favorite people in Southern Nevada. She is Victoria Seaman. She is one of the hardest working public servants you will find. Really doing a great job in Ward 2, but now she wants to be mayor of the city of Las Vegas, and she joins us now. Victoria, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much. Give me your sense of the race as we continue. Give me your sense, kind of the state of the race.
So first, thanks for having me, Kevin. I always love being on your show, having a discussion about what is happening in politics. And the mayor's race is really coming down to a two-person race. We just filed our first quarter CME contribution and expenses. And there's three of us that are raising money out of the 15 people in this race. There are three of us with a record, three of us that have name recognition, and it's going to be against, and both are not conservatives. I'm the only conservative in the race. And although this is a nonpartisan race, for the first time in 49 years, we have the possibility of having a Republican mayor. If people will go out and vote for me, Victoria Seaman, on June 11th, or, you know, early vote. But this June election is more important than people realize, because in a nonpartisan race, if someone gets 50% plus one, they can take the race in the primary. And I believe my liberal opponent knows that, because there's two liberals against me in the running. I believe that she's now trying to appeal to the conservatives by putting her ad on Fox News. But don't be fooled. There's only one conservative that has an ability to win this race. So I'm going to urge everyone to pay really close attention. Nonpartisans, Democrats and Republicans can vote in the mayor's race because it is considered nonpartisan.
Can you talk about some of the recent polling? There's new polling, I guess, out on this mayor's race. What have you seen?
Well, it's between me and one of my and my liberal opponent. And if people don't know how important this race is, they only need to look to our neighboring cities of Los Angeles, Portland, San Francisco. This mayor's race is very important. And the race is clearly between me and one of the liberal opponents. But luckily, there's another liberal in that is splitting votes with her.
So another, explain how this works, because this, for a lot of people that don't follow politics, you know, explain how this whole thing works about getting a 50% plus one vote. Can you talk a little bit about what we've seen?
Okay, so because it is a nonpartisan race, it's not the, you know, Republican against Democrat, you know, primary. Because people are going to go to the polls for primary voting. And that's why I urge nonpartisans or independents, libertarians, to get to the polls. Because judges, city council, and mayoral races are all considered nonpartisan. And so if someone gets 50% plus one in that primary, they don't have to go to the general. So they will win it outright. I did that in my reelection for city council. I won it outright with 55% of the vote. And so I didn't have to go to November, which gave me the ability to help other people for the November race. This is the same thing. If someone gets 50% plus one, they will be able to win it outright. And I am the only conservative that's in the lead. So if people, if my base would go out and vote, then we could win this in the primary. So I would like to urge everyone to get out and vote. It is so important to get out and vote for the June election, which is coming up. Mail-out ballots will be out probably the second week of May. We're already in the middle of April. So we have about a month before the ballots come out.
And by the way, May 25th is the start of early voting. So this election doesn't begin on June 11th. It begins on May 25th.
You are right. And I urge people to early vote. I urge people not to shred their mail-in ballot until after they've gone to the polls, because you never know what happens. But once you have voted in the polls, you need to shred your ballot. You know, we have a lot at stake here in Nevada. And so many Republicans and conservatives stayed home in the last election. We can't afford that. There's a lot at stake.
I want to get away from polling and from get out the vote, and I want to get to issues. You are all over the place, not just in Ward 2, but you're now running citywide. Can you talk about what voters are telling you, what the issues they want dealt with in this election?
Public safety is probably number one. Affordable housing. You have people that, you know, the rents are higher, and for a reason. The inflation is out of control. Washington spending is out of control, which is causing us inflation, and therefore, you know, landlords have to raise the rents because they're paying more for insurance. And so we really need to work on workforce and affordable housing. And that means that our congressional delegation needs to get together and start releasing some of our land. You know, over 80% of our land is owned by the federal government. And recently, Governor Lombardo has urged our delegation to release that land. And, you know, it couldn't be more on point of what needs to happen here in Nevada. and I support that. I've gone to Washington and met with our federal congressional delegates and really urged them to make the process easier. But that's what we are hearing from constituents. The unhoused, we have to continue to with the policies that we have in the city with the camping ban. This is why this mayor's race is so important. We can't afford to let someone learn on the job. We've been doing a lot with our Corridor of Hope downtown, which now the governor has planned to do a facility, and he's really working hard to make sure that we are dealing with the issues that are important for not only people in Southern Nevada, but all of Nevada.
You may know of this, you may not know of this, because this was breaking news yesterday. Governor Lombardo sent a letter to President Biden ordering him to halt excessive federal spending and to take action on the housing crisis in Nevada. Are you glad to see the governor weighing in on this?
Yes, we have a governor who is really hands-on, and it's a breath of fresh air to have a governor who really knows the issues, but not only does he know them, he's acting on it. I mean, I have not seen this with a governor in the 2 decades that I've been here. But, you know, being boots on the ground in the city, we understand the issues because we're dealing with them daily. And again, you know, I've been to Washington, I've spoken with our Congress men and women, and urged them as well to make the process easier so we can start building affordable housing. You know, anyway, we're growing exponentially. We need more land. So it is really a great move on the part of our governor. We have a governor who really does know the issues.
I want to ask you about something you say a lot in your stump speech, and it's on your website as well. Don't let Las Vegas turn into California. What do you mean by that?
I come from California. The policies have ruined the city. They've ruined the cities. They've ruined the beautiful state of California that I grew up in because of liberal policies. And that is exactly why this mayoral is so important. My opponent will enact liberal policies. She's a liberal. I am not. I have been in the city council for 5 years. I have dealt with the issues. I have taken them head on. There isn't an issue I won't tackle. I'm not afraid. And I will continue to fight to make sure that we don't enact liberal policies in our city. We can't afford to end up like those cities, which have encampments everywhere. You can't afford to live in those cities anymore. We just don't want to become California.
Again, joining us, Victoria Seaman, a candidate for mayor, city of Las Vegas. You've got a major, major fundraiser coming up tonight at the Bootlegger. Can you talk a little bit about what's going to be going on?
I can. So our former Lieutenant Governor Lorraine Hunt Bono has offered her to host a fundraiser with others at the Bootlegger tonight. It's at 5:30. If anybody wants to come and donate to my campaign, we certainly welcome you. And we have other events coming up. You just need to join my email list at victoriaseaman.com. We need money. We are fighting against someone who, like me, knows how to raise money and really is, it's going to be a tough fight. So we really need people to the polls. We need people to donate. We need people to come and be a part of our team and volunteer. We do phone banks. We have super walks. We have people we need to just help us with the campaign. So please go to victoriaseaman.com.
Victoria, it's always good visiting with you. I know we'll keep track of this race because this is a vitally important race. I love the idea of the first time in 49 years to have a Republican conservative mayor of the city of Las Vegas. I think that would be absolutely wonderful. In our final 2 minutes, can you give me the reason why you should be mayor of the city of Las Vegas?
Well, I have a proven record of, like I said, tackling the tough issues. People, if they read the Review Journal or they see local news, they've seen me on there. I'm fighting for the tough issues that nobody wants to touch. And I think that that's why we are elected as public servants, because it's important that we do tackle the tough issues and not kick them down the road. We've seen that in Washington. We've seen that in many places, and we can't afford to do it in the city of Las Vegas. We have nearly 60 million tourists coming every year, and it's important that we keep our tourists and our public safe, and I will continue to help law enforcement work with them shoulder to shoulder to make sure they have the tools they need to keep not only our tourists safe, but our constituents safe.
I will see you tonight at the Bootlegger. I can't wait. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, boy, when you look at the people that are involved in this thing, it's incredible. Everybody from Jim Marsh, you know, Jim Marsh Kia, my buddy Jeff Ecker, so many folks that are really plugged in politically in this community. They're all going to be out there tonight at the Bootlegger. And give the specifics again.
So it is at 5:30 at the Bootlegger in the Vegas room.
It's a beautiful venue. Always good to visit with you, Victoria. Thank you so much, and I'll see you tonight.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate you.
There you go, Victoria Seaman, running for mayor of the city of Las Vegas. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Dan Swartz is the strong voice we need in Congress.
Today, our country needs a reboot. I'm Dan Swartz. I was proud to serve overseas in the Army, turn around an ailing business, and then be elected Nevada State Treasurer.
As State Treasurer, Dan Swartz fought for us.
I've been called every name in the book by the career politicians in Carson City because I wasn't afraid to stand up to them and fight for kids, parents, and taxpayers. I never ducked, I never backed down, and I never will.
Dan will close the borders until Congress does its job and fixes America's broken immigration system. And he's clear on his choice for president.
I am strongly endorsing Donald Trump for president.
Vote Dan Swartz for Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, a strong voice for Nevada.
I'm Dan Swartz, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Dan Swartz for Congress.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining Racing Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Fentanyl and illegals flooding the border. The DOJ weaponized against Trump. Men competing in women's sports. And Joe Biden allows it to happen. America is under assault. That's why we need Trump Ambassador Dr. Jeff Gunter. Jeff Gunter's a family man, a small businessman, and a doctor. When the stakes were high, President Trump chose Gunter to be his ambassador. As Trump's ambassador, Gunter took on China and won. Now, Gunter's running for the U.S. Senate in Nevada to stand with Trump and fight for our America First values once more. He'll secure the border and fight back against the woke Democrat agenda. That's why he's endorsed by Leo 2.0 Terrell and former Congressman Lee Zeldin, who called Gunter the only true pro-Trump America First fighter for Senate. Vote for our 110% pro-Trump choice for Senate, Dr. Jeff Gunter, for Nevada, for America, for us. Paid for by Dr. Jeff Gunter for U.S. Senate.
I'm Jeff Gunter, and I approve this message.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is the week that Congress was supposed to pass aid for Israel, aid for Ukraine, for Taiwan, for our southern border. Nothing has happened. We are already to Wednesday. It's hump day, nothing is happening. And in fact, Michael Waltz, a really smart guy. He's been on this show, I think he was just on maybe 2-3 weeks ago. He is a congressman from Florida. He was on Fox yesterday, and I found this fascinating. And we took a clip of this interview from our friends at Fox. The Democrats, and this is cut three, by the way, cut three. The Democrats are essentially abandoning Israel. Listen to this.
Every member, Republican and Democrat, can vote their own district and their own conscience on this thing. There's a lot of support for Israel, obviously, on the Republican side. Clearly, on the Democrat side, they have a real division over that. It's been pretty shameful, actually, that leading Democrats are turning their backs on Israel at this most desperate and important time.
Congressman, we just heard from Trey Yanks, a lot of tension over in Israel, kind of waiting for the response to this Iranian attack over the weekend. Also in Congress, a little bit of tension on what's going to happen. Is this aid bill going to pass? Your thoughts.
Well, I applaud the speaker for breaking this up. Every one of them deserves their own debate and their own vote. And to his point, we've been seeing Democrat support for Israel truly run for the door. Basically because of domestic politics. And I'll just remind everybody, within a month of October 7th, House Republicans passed an aid package for Israel with pay-fors. It's been sitting at Chuck Schumer's feet for 6 months now. If he were truly the supporter of Israel that he's claimed to be, he would have moved that through the Senate and a bill called the SHIP Act that would put sanctions on Chinese buyers of Iranian oil. Ultimately, this is never going to stop until we dry up the cash in Iran. But I think with these things separately, they'll move.
Yeah, it's interesting because when you make a comment like that, where you see the more we have these protests, the more we have these debt to America chants and so forth and so on, you see some of the people in Congress moving further to the left. Is that a fair assessment?
Well, and the president is the ringleader of them. His team is panicked about Michigan, and you're seeing them back away from our ally, put more and more distance because of domestic politics. He's worried about Michigan. He's worried about that swing state. When you have 100,000 Democrats in the dead of winter voting uncommitted, that's just pure politics, but it shouldn't be driving our policy towards our ally and towards Iran, which means us nothing but harm.
Yeah, speaking of Iran, the Pentagon, Sabrina Singh specifically, was saying that she believes that Iran attacking Israel shows Iran's weakness. Here's what she said.
Unprecedented attack was met by an unprecedented united coalition that was able to knock out nearly 99% of what Iran shot towards Israel. Because at the end of the day, Iran was not successful in this attack, so they really have been projecting this image to the world that is frankly being questioned.
It's just another roundabout way, Congressman, of saying that Israel should not respond.
No, that's right. And this is the same approach that they took when Iran was attacking our bases. They were saying, look, this is a big win. We knocked out 99%. Well, you know what? Mm-hmm. Five ballistic